You're listening here on Vermont Public Radio with VPR News.
Ask people in Montpelier what they think of the parking situation in the capital city, and you'll get a lot of different answers.
I've never had a problem. I've always found a spot pretty easily.
No, there's not enough parking in Montpelier. There's not enough parking anywhere.
I think probably there's too many cars in Montpelier and plenty of parking.
That's Patrick Gallagher, Marie Matei, and Dustin Eckhart. Another person with an opinion about the amount of parking in Montpelier is Dan Jones. He's managing director of a new Montpelier-based nonprofit called Net Zero Vermont.
Vermonters are one of the most carbon wasteful economies as far as transportation goes in the country because we're so dispersed, we're so ruralized. So we started looking at that and discovered that almost 60-65% of downtown Montpelier is parking lot.
And Jones says much of that parking is taking up prime real estate along the river and with views of the State House. And the majority of it isn't open to the public. Most lots are dedicated to state employees or patrons of specific businesses. To change that situation, Net Zero Vermont is calling on teams of designers and architects from all over the world to come up with a better plan.
So we started with this competition. We're offering a $10,000 prize to the winning design. And the winning design is actually going to require the people of Montpelier to say, well, we like that one, or we like that one.
The most popular designs will be vetted by a team of architects to determine the viability of the projects and possibly make it through to the second round. Successful proposals will be refined into viable plans and compete for the cash prize. But if all those parking spaces were turned into businesses and housing, what would we do with the cars?
The state employees will have to be convinced that perhaps other ways of getting into town and around town would be possible. And we've got a lot of ideas on that. There could be satellite parking with shuttles. Maybe we should have a railroad that goes between Burlington and Montpelier or Burlington and Barrie. The tracks go right through the middle of town. We could do it.
The city of Montpelier has pledged to be carbon neutral by 2030. And as a member of the city's energy committee, Jones is familiar with the work already being done to move toward that goal. But, he says, the Net Zero Montpelier effort has yet to take on the biggest problem.
Mostly that's been focusing on things like changing the light bulbs, trying to convince people to weatherize, all of which absolutely has to be done. But the car is sort of the sacred cow that nobody really wants to take on.
As the city's director of planning and community development, Mike Miller says he appreciates what Net Zero Vermont is trying to accomplish.
While this is a private project, the city certainly supports it, and we are certainly interested. It's really kind of taking a very innovative, long-term look of, okay, what would things look like if we did accomplish this, if we replaced these parking lots with buildings in the downtowns, if parking wasn't a part of our infrastructure in the downtown, what would things look like?
Thus far, Miller says the city's net zero efforts have been focused on lower carbon ways to heat and power municipal buildings. A wood-burning downtown district heat plant has been put online, and Montpelier is pursuing solar power generation. But Miller says it's good to have someone looking at the bigger picture.
They're gonna take these ideas, they're going to show them to the public, and we're going to start to get feedback. And so from my position, that's where I think it's of great value to me, is to really go and see what the public input is. Does the public support? Do they find interest? Maybe something as a big idea doesn't work, but maybe we can take ideas out of it that can actually be something we can move forward on at the city level.
And Jones says Montpelier is just the first step for Net Zero Vermont. He says the same problem exists in small cities around the state, and what works in Montpelier might also work in Barrie, Rutland, and St. Albans. For VPR News, I'm Amy Noyes.